Hey everyone, welcome to the Within Her Soul podcast. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Sydney. And we are two Jesus-loving women who have a lot to say about living as Christians in this modern day world.
We deep dive into tough to talk about topics that we know you're battling with. We expose all things relationships, soul care, sex, healing from your past, and more.
We give practical advice in these areas, but also share comedic stories of our own lessons learned and normalize what being a Christian woman in today's society is really like.
So buckle up, friend. It's going to get real, real quick.
Welcome back, friend. We're excited that you're here with us this week. This is a topic that you may have read and you may have been like, what are they talking about? But just hear us out. It really is so important to be aware of what is going in your eyes, what's going into your ears, and because there's so many dangers behind these things. So today on this podcast, we're going to talk all about secular music, secular, you know, movies, TV shows, media, the people that you even follow on the accounts you follow on social media. All types of different media, things that are going in your eyes and ears, they're really, really affecting your spirit. And they are actually like formulating who you are. And so before you like turn off this podcast, I just want to say, we're not about to tell you like, no more listening to country music. You know, we're not going to be like telling you, you could only watch movies that are on PureFlix. Nothing like that. Okay. We're not going to be like extreme with it, but we do want to like explain some of the dangers of some of the different types of media that are out there and how they really can harm your spirit. And then in turn, harm your relationship with the Lord, harm your relationship with other people, et cetera.
Yes. And I want to say a lot of this episode isn't really, all of our episodes are never to finger point and then tell you what you should be doing. That's not really the point of our episodes ever. It's really for awareness. And for you to then go meditate on that with Jesus and say, Lord, is this something that I need to do? Is this something that I need to bring forward? Because for me personally, I didn't ever think about reevaluating my music or what TV shows I was watching or who I was hanging around or who I was following until about 2 years ago. And it's funny because I was raised, I mean, my mom was like, you won't even watch horror movies in this house. Like she was very against all of that, you know, and I just used to roll my eyes at her because I didn't really understand, but I did about 2 years ago. And it was actually in the middle of COVID, which obviously there was a lot of anxiety around that anyways, from the whole world, but I was experiencing this really unwanted anxiety in my life and happened to be following someone who started talking about music and how there can be anxiety tied to music. And I was like, what? Music is like my safe place. Like that's where I go to like be calm and like have something that like relates to me and makes me feel like someone understands me. You know, I've always loved music, but I challenged myself. I was like, okay, well, what if I just listened to worship for a whole week? And I just got rid of all secular music altogether. And really y'all, I didn't ever think that that was going to be something I did. I just thought I needed a little bit of more Jesus in my life at that time. And which we need more Jesus in our life at all times, but I cannot even explain the amount of difference I felt. Like it was a night and day difference on the way of my attitude, of my spirit. And I was like, there's something more here. I'm like, there's something going on. And like Sid said, it's not like, oh, you can't go listen to country anymore. But I realized even after doing tons of research in this, because I got obsessed with wondering what this night and day difference was, music really is an outlet for us to feel something. Like we are manipulated by music, whether you're going to feel good, you're going to feel sad, you can feel anger, you can feel depressed by someone's music because of their spirit they were in when creating that music. So music really is a vessel of communication of emotions. And so you really can put on these feelings from that outlet. And it's just interesting for me how I was really in tune with that. And so I started listening to worship music and y'all, I just never stopped. I really have not listened to much of any secular music in the past 2 years, granted a few of, you know, country songs, some songs here and there. So I'm not saying this is like cold turkey, nothing else, but I just wanted to add in like, you can be affected in a negative way by secular music and you don't even realize it. You don't even know that you're being affected by it. One of my kind of analogies for this though, is just to know, like we are manipulated by music. And it's the same thing to say with worship. like you can be manipulated in a good way and in a bad way. Sometimes manipulation just sounds bad in both areas, but it doesn't have to be. But when you're listening to worship, you naturally raise your hands without even someone telling you, or the crowd will start to clap and you didn't even, no one said to clap. You know, there's some beats that make you do certain things and no one told you to do it. And that is an act of manipulation. It's the same thing with bad music. Some things can be said and you start to say them. You start calling women these derogative names. Men will start to call women these derogative names, or you'll start to call people certain names that you've never called people before, or you have a negative spirit in you because of the music that you're listening to. And so it's just interesting. It's really interesting to see how the media and how music and movies and social influencers do affect and encourage or influence our decision-making, our thoughts, our words, just our relationships altogether.
You just made me think of the verse, like in the opposite light, you made me think of the verse that says faith comes by hearing and hearing of the word of God. And so we're like, if we want to build our faith and build a closer relationship to Jesus, then we should be filling our ears with his word. And that can come through worship music. That can come through literally playing the Bible. That can come through listening to sermons. So yeah, you made me think of that.
Yeah. And it's also just what made me think of this is our last episode or two episodes ago, before we did our testimonies, we were talking about the power of the tongue. And if we are calling ourselves to speak higher of ourselves, why are we listening to things that speak so poorly about life and people and love and all the things and joy, like all the things that God has given us as blessings? Like, I think we sometimes justify that it's okay because we're not the ones saying it, yet we're encouraging it by listening to it, or we're encouraging it by watching it, you know, or entertaining that. And yeah. So it's also really crazy to me because I don't know if you guys know this or not, but there's a belief that Satan was actually ahead, quote unquote, of music in heaven before he, you know, was a fallen angel. And some of you guys might forget that he was a fallen angel. Like Lucifer was actually one of God's most anointed angels. And basically he got jealous of God and wanted to be God and he was very prideful and he was the fallen angel, but he was anointed. And a lot of people do believe that because he was created at the same time as certain instruments, quote unquote, per Ezekiel 28, they believe that he could have been a head of worship. And so if you really start to think about this, if the angel's main purpose was to not only serve God, but also serve people, they were there to put heavenly protection over God's creation of the human race. And if Satan is prideful and wants to be God, wouldn't it make sense that he'd come and rule earth and make sure we're manipulated to stay as far away from God as possible through music, through media, because he knows how much manipulation can happen in those, especially even towards God. Like we worship God through music and prayer and dancing. And like, it's a joy to love God in that way. And so, yeah, it's just interesting to know that I think a lot of people forget that Satan does rule the earth right now and he has influence. Now God sits on the throne and there's not even a battle between them two. Like God will always win, but Satan does have influence here and we see it every single day, literally every single day.
Yeah. I mean, there's literally been so many different public figures that you would know very well that you probably are very familiar with their music, very familiar with seeing them in movies, etc., that have openly declared that they worship the devil. And so we've got to be really, really careful about choosing to listen to their music, because they could be, you know, putting in things in the background of these songs that we're not even realizing.
Yeah. And they do.
And yeah. And like, for example, and I mean, there are tons of songs out there that are very well known that if you really take a second to listen to like what's being said in the background, they are openly worshiping the devil. And honestly, like, I'm just going to be honest, I'm not against rap music. You know, I listen to Christian rap music. I love it. But I'm very careful when it comes to secular rap music, because half the time in rap songs, they're you know, their wrappings, they're speaking so quickly that you really can't understand what they're saying. And so you have no idea what they could be saying. That also, you know, I also think about that when a song comes on and it starts speaking in a different language, I usually will turn it off because I'm like, I don't know what they're saying. I don't know what they could be declaring over me right now. Like, and so I'm like, beep, and I really will turn the station.
Yeah, that's good. And I mean, let's be honest, we see more and more today of Satan's schemes right in front of our face and people aren't even flinching. Like years ago, people wouldn't even, you couldn't even really declare that you were a Satanist or like you worship Satan because people would be like, it was an awful thing. But we're seeing more and more today. I mean, we're seeing Megan Fox literally declare that she does rituals and drinks his blood as a normal thing. And people are just like, okay. If that is now becoming a normal, just imagine how much of all the underlying messages that we've been listening to because it wasn't allowed. You know, this stuff has been going on for a while. And it's just to make a point that if you're not opening your eyes to the amount of wickedness that is going on in our earth right now, it's only getting worse, unfortunately. And that's nothing to be afraid of because we already know that with Jesus, you know, on our side, we have nothing to fear. But we are called foolish if we're turning our back against it. Like we're called foolish if we're not denying those things in our life. Like if we're just, you know, listening without guarding our hearts or we're watching without guarding our hearts, y'all, we will get burned. We will get sucked into that. And that's why God, you know, declares so many times to protect your ears, protect your heart, put on the armor of God, like stand strong, stand firm and all of those things. And so it's the satanic agenda really is spreading like wildfire. And we know that. And that's what Revelation says. And I don't know. I feel like we're both really passionate of making sure that Christianity isn't just this feel good thing that we do, you know, and that it is something that we should be really aware of and protecting ourselves against because it is out there every day. It's somewhere, you know, there's literally, and I probably have to be careful how I word this because we're not an explicit podcast, but if you get on Netflix, I could go find porn, literal porn in episodes that are normal. It's just shocking to me. It's really shocking to me on how relaxed our media is now against these things that really defile a person and their spirit.
Yeah. Everything's accepted these days. And guess what? Everything's not accepted to the Lord. Like, no. I hate to break it to us, but the Bible makes it clear that not everything is acceptable. And we've got to stand firm on those things that aren't, those things that don't please the Lord. So this is a pretty good example that, you know, I experienced in my own life. John and I we went through the Vampire Diaries series and we like loved it. That was our show. We were so into it every single night. And the last season, it just got very demonic. Like one of the girls in the episode was like supposed to kind of be like the devil. And there was just a lot of things going on that were very like relatable to like hell and demons and stuff like that. And I'm not saying that the show isn't, you know, I'm not saying that the people who created the show are bad people. Right. They may have been deceived themselves while they're making it, you know. But finally, like we had gotten to that point in the series and that night we went to sleep. I had some weird, scary, creepy dreams. And I like woke up with this just like creepy feeling. Do you ever just have like a creepy feeling? A lot of that can be because of what you've watched, you've listened to. And I told my husband about it and he was like, really? Because I had a really creepy dream as well. He said like in his dream, he was being attacked by something and he had to say Jesus's name to like break free from it. And so in his dream, he was saying, Jesus, Jesus. So yeah, we were like, you know what? That's like opening some doors that we don't want to mess with. And so we quit watching it, you know, and could you chalk that up to coincidence if you wanted to? Sure. But I'm not going to because I know that the spiritual world around us is real.
I was just going to add to it is actually like if you guys were to go look on YouTube and not that I want you to do this, but there are artists out there that have Kanye being one of them. I forget the other one who's gone out publicly and have actually said that there is witchcraft in his music. If you play it backwards, it's rituals played backwards. And I'm not saying go down this rabbit hole at all, truly, because it's just not a good thing to do. But I just want to say, if you're not aware of these things, you think that it's not a big deal. And it's the same to say with TV shows, we watch certain things and we have socially accepted certain things, and it actually causes disrupt in our lives, like torment through our sleep and, or through our, you know, through sleeping and anxiety, high anxiety. I know for me, if I watch a scary movie or if I watch something that has disrupted my spirit, that doesn't go away from me immediately. You know, yeah. I instantly feel like I have to go pray or worship or go do like, go read my Bible, because Jesus really is the only one that can give you that freedom and that peace. And so we are constantly surrounded by witchcraft and evil and wickedness because it is a fallen world. But that is also to say that there is peace in the word of God. And yeah. So that's why it's so important to, one, be aware of your surroundings and what you're putting in your ears and in front of your eyes, but also yeah. how to make sure to cleanse yourself from those things. Because like you said, you didn't watch Vampire Diaries with the intention of dishonoring God or anything, or like yeah. feeling that. It just happens. It happens all the time. So it's like, yeah. knowing to declare Jesus, you know, in those times, and knowing to read his word.
Yeah. And as a Christian with the Holy Spirit living inside of you, if you have given your life to Christ, you are a born again Christian, you have the Holy Spirit living inside of you, and you have the authority through the Holy Spirit to cast out demons. And so what you can do also, if you ever feel like something, this is going to sound weird, but if you ever feel like a demon has like latched onto you and you're having just this creepy feeling, this anxious feeling, whatever it is, you can say, I take authority over you right now in the name of Jesus, and I command you to leave, you know. And that's not to say, like, as Christians, we can't be possessed. We cannot be possessed by the enemy. We can't be possessed by demons, but they can get on us and attach themselves to us. I don't know how it all works exactly, but I know that we can be oppressed by demons, you know? And so through the Holy Spirit, you have the power to demand and command them to flee.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a different topic, but it's in the same realm. So I did want to bring it up. We also need to be really careful of like the music that we listen to that reminds us of times in our life that we don't want to revisit. So for example, you know, if you're married and the song comes on that reminds you of your ex-boyfriend, you know, or your single days, or a song that gives you lustful desires from back when you know, your party days or whatever, you need to turn that off. Like, don't let your mind start going down that lane, because it will very quickly. And I know that y'all know what I'm talking about. Like, you listen to a song and you're like, man, that reminds me of like this time. And that may have been a good memory for you back then, but the Lord brought you out of that season and brought you into a new season for a reason. I'm a poet and I didn't know it. And you don't want to go back there with your emotions. It also goes for, I'll just say this, like personally, like there's songs that like country songs that I used to listen, and I still listen to country, but there's country songs that I used to listen to when I would, you know, party and we would have bonfires and we'd be getting hammered till 3 a.m. And like, you know, and I hate to even say this, but like sometimes when I start to hear those songs, if I like let myself like listen to it for a few minutes, it'll remind me of those days. And even though I hate the things that I did back in those days, like it almost starts to like tempt you to want to go back there. For sure. And so I'm just like, turn it off real quick.
No, and isn't that interesting that kind of goes back to what I was saying about the manipulation of music, that even with emotions around a song, Satan can tempt us to our old life and trick us and say, but wasn't that so much fun? Didn't you have so much fun during that time? This isn't bad. Like, that's not a bad song. Like, you're overreacting. And honestly, that's what most people say to people like us right now that are saying music has influence or TV has influence, is that we're overreacting and that, you know, whatever. But at the same time, it's like there's proof on proof on proof that if I listen to a song that I always hooked up with guys with, I'm going to think about the men that I hooked up with, which then leads to lustful desires, which then leads to me tempting my boyfriend, or, you know, and then sinning, you know? So if something is causing you to sin or think about the sin or consider the sin, God literally tells us like, that is what we flee from. And he wouldn't have put it in the Bible if it wasn't serious, if it wasn't meant to be followed. But it's just so interesting too, because it isn't just what the words are saying to us, it's also the actions that we performed or did during those times, you know, during that music that was playing or during the movie we watched, or it's just crazy. It's really interesting.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you're a married woman, like the enemy would love nothing more than to destroy your marriage. And he does that just by planting little seeds at a time, little seeds. And so if you have a song come on, that was you and your ex-boyfriend of 7 years song, like that was y'all's song, you know, and you start listening to it and thinking about that and going back there, the enemy is trying to use that to plant a seed in your heart.
Yeah.
Flee, run the other way.
That's so true.
But you know, it's so, he is crafty. The Bible says that he's crafty.
He's sneaky.
Because when the song first comes on, you'll be like, oh, like it sounds good. Like it, you start to feel good listening to it. And so you kind of, you know, you'll kind of start to ease into it. And it's like, slap out of it, like, or snap out of it, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
So when I was little, my mom always sang this song to me, and I won't sing it to y'all, but I'll just say it.
I went and listened to it, and I was like, I know this song. Yeah. I used to sing it in church worship as a kid.
You want
to
sing it? Let's sing it together.
I'm kidding. Yeah, they probably don't want to hear me sing anything.
But it would say, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Be careful, little eyes, what you see. And then it said, be careful, little ears, what you hear. And I know that that's just a child song, but that is so true. Like it makes so much sense, you know, because it, everything that's going into our hearts, into our minds, into our ears, eyes is impacting who we are.
And okay, we'll link that song for y'all, since I know you guys are dying to hear the question. But I also just want to say, I want to make aware of this, that Satan is going after children first because they are the easiest to manipulate. And so also, if you're a mom listening to this, like, we're not moms, and I want to be the first to disclaim that.
Yeah.
But for two people who really love Jesus and really love you, be extremely careful on what your kids are listening to, especially in secular music, you know, what they're watching on YouTube and all that stuff. Like
on Disney Plus, there's literally things on Disney Plus that you probably wouldn't want your kids watching.
Right. And so it's just be super aware too. Like you, yes, you're of course protecting your soul, but we already know Satan's going after our children first because they're going to be the generation ahead, you know? And so he's getting a head start, but like, that's what we're called to do as Christ followers. And so just also be aware for what our children see. And if you're not a parent, but you have nieces and nephews, or you're babysitting, or you're in your church group, or if you're just, if you're around children at all, you know, just remember that they're also watching you and they're also listening to you, and just be good stewards of children as well. So yeah. Just feel like the Lord told me to say that.
Nice. So, all right, moving on to five, just real quick, we're going to give you five life-changing things that you'll notice when you start limiting secular media. So we've talked about all the kind of negatives and the downsides of doing so. Now we're going to talk about the positives, the awesome things that you are going to experience when you start to be, you know, ask the Lord for more discernment in this area and choose other types of media instead. So number one is your thoughts will be better. You won't feel, you know, maybe as fearful as you normally do if you watch scary movies or whatever. You won't feel as negative. You'll feel probably less anxious, less depressed. And especially when you're replacing that type of music with uplifting, happy, positive music or worship music, you'll really start to feel encouraged. Instead, you'll start to have positive thoughts.
Hi, this is Ashley T. Lee Podcast. Join me to hear the Bible read line by line and clearly explained. Listen to the Word of God in your car or home or work while it transforms your mind daily. Romans 12:2 says, "Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, which is good and acceptable and perfect." Knowing the Bible can give you peace and joy in this hectic world. Listen weekly to Ashley T. Lee Podcast on all podcast sites.
Yes. Number two is you'll feel closer to God because you know in your heart that you're honoring him. And I believe we've said this even on a few episodes before, but when you know you're doing something that pleases God, it's almost inevitable that you won't feel happy to do so. When you love someone so much and you make them happy, you know that how that gives you that kind of fleeting feeling in your stomach of like, I made that person happy. Now, remember, God loves us no matter our actions, but when we are doing things for him, it is a sign of worship. It's a sign of admiring him and honoring him. And that naturally will make you feel good, which, sorry, I want to add this too. I think that's actually one of the main things Satan uses to get us to do things that aren't honoring to him, because we're scared that it won't make us feel good by having those restrictions or rules. And I know we talked about this before. The more that you start to do things that are God-pleasing, the closer you get to God. And when you're closer to God, it is the most incredible experience way more than what you could experience here on earth with earthly things. And you don't ever get to experience that if you're consistently in the world doing all the things that the world wants you to do. And so, and Satan knows that. And so, yeah, it's just a reminder that you will feel closer to God by limiting something that isn't good for your soul.
Mm-hmm. The third thing is your motives will become more pure. You know, when you're listening to country music, talking about how good it feels to drink 6 beers on the weekend, like your motives start to be like, oh, okay, that sounds kind of nice. But like, if I take that out, then my motives are probably going to change.
Yep. Number 4 is you'll hear the voice of God more clearly. And this also goes along the lines of just reading your word and understanding him more by getting closer to him. But I know for me, my relationship has strengthened the most these past 2 years. And I really do believe it's because I started to cut off things that were having me be distant from him and allowed me to hear his voice and his direction and his guidance and way more than ever before.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the last thing that you'll start to notice is you'll begin to feel encouraged instead of discouraged by the things that you watch or listen to. If you're stopping listening to music that's not good for you, you're obviously going to probably replace it with music that is good for you, right? So you're going to feel encouraged by that instead of discouraged like you feel by the rap music or, you know, whatever it is. And I'm not bashing rap. There's plenty of rap out there that's just fine. But yeah, these songs and this type of media and the movies and stuff that you'll start to listen to, they'll literally lift your spirit. And it may not happen over time, but like after you've done this for a couple weeks, one day you're just going to be like, whoa, like I feel different. What is that?
Yeah.
You know, and you're going to be like, oh, that's it.
Well, just remember there's like, and it's not even just rap either, but there's also songs that are very depressing and talking about suicide, you know, and you're listening to it, not even thinking twice. And all of a sudden you're in a very depressed state considering suicide. You know, or there's songs about shooting up schools. And of course you're singing it thinking it's normal. It's in, you know, a good melody. And all of a sudden this kid is showing up at school, shooting up a school. You know, it's like there's underlying messages that we start to get programmed into our brain. And we start to think things that we've never thought before. We start saying things we've never said before. And we start feeling things. And it's dangerous. I don't even know any other word other than God is very specific on guarding our heart.
Like, how many times have you heard someone say, you know, I don't really love the music, but I just love the beat. So I listen to it for the beat, right? I mean, I've done that a million times. I just love the beat. I don't really listen to the words, but well, the words are still going in your ears either way.
No, it's so true. So yeah, that leads us into our soul scriptures. So the first scripture is Mark 7:20-23. And it says, and he said, what comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and they defile a person. Honestly, I think this even ties into why our podcast name is Within Her Soul, because whatever is within us is what's going to come out of us. And so whatever you put in yourself is what comes out. And I thought this was really interesting. This word just like lit up for me is sensuality, because we are in this culture right now, which this is probably a whole nother episode for later, but we're in this culture right now, generation, where sensuality is being praised. And I think it's just like, we have to be super careful with that, because in this scripture, it's saying, this is evil. These are all evil things. And sexual morality, sensuality, like these are things that we're now putting on Netflix for free. You know what I mean? These are the things that we're singing about. WAP. Like who's saying that?
Cardi B.
Oh, Cardi B.
I don't know.
You know, y'all, the TikTok trend for that song was being done by children.
Like
children doing that dance, you know? And so it's just a reminder. He says these are evil things come from within and they defile a person. This is not something that we overlook. So
yeah. There are a lot of public figures, like we've already said, that you know, have very demonic, dark stuff in the backgrounds of their music. We don't want to bash anyone. We don't have to go off and name all the names, but just ask the Lord for discernment.
Yeah. Period.
You know, I'm not someone that's like, you should only listen to worship music and K-Love 24/7. And, you know, but like, I definitely think, like, I think there's plenty of music out there that's like not necessarily worship music or Christian music. Like, there's different people that I really enjoy listening to that aren't Christian artists, you know, but their music is just clean. Like, it makes me happy.
Well, it makes me think of Tori Kelly. That's her name. Oh. She's done a lot of Christian songs, but she has secular music, you know? And so I, like Sid said, I think like having discernment, and honestly, y'all, go watch a music video or two from these artists and you will have discernment, hopefully real quick, on if you feel like that is pleasing to God and if you should be hearing and listening to this person's music or these people's movies or, you know, whatever that might be. Like, we're not here to judge these artists. And I think Sid said this, like, it's not like we're like, these people are on the bad list and these people are on the good list. But if you're not starting to be aware of what we're putting into our ears and what we're putting before our eyes, like I said, you'll have 8-year-olds dancing to WAP for a TikTok challenge. You know what I mean? Right. Like, it happens so fast, and we see it happening over and over and over again. And we're seeing children rap and cursing as if it's funny, you know? So it's just,
So the next verse that we wanted to point out, and this is honestly one of my favorite verses, because I feel like anytime something pops up on TV or whatever, and I know it's something I don't need to be listening to, the Lord brings this up in my heart, and it's Psalm 101:3. It says, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. So anytime a song like that comes on, I'm just like, you shall not cling to me.
And then our last verse is Philippians 4:8. And I actually chose this one from the Message translation, because it's just is so direct and it's so obvious. And it says, summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmonies. I don't know why, like, that scripture literally says, if God himself would not say it, would not praise it, would not live it, would not teach it, we are to not entertain it. And that is going to be a hard challenge for me. I'm not going to lie. Like, there's going to be things where I'm like, would this be pleasing to God? Would he teach this? Would he praise this? Would he watch this? Would he listen to this? And if I feel like my answer is no, then that's also the answer for myself. And so it's a very direct command from God to fill our minds with him and him only.
Yes. And you feel so good when you do that. You just feel happier. You feel closer to God. You feel clean. Yeah. You feel free. Like, it's just such a better life.
It is. It really is.
Such a better life. And that can also relate a lot to, like, this is a whole nother topic. I'm just going to say it anyway. That can relate a lot to who you surround yourself with too. And they're always saying and talking about things that aren't true, noble, pure, honorable, all those things. So your soul assignment for today is simply to ask yourself, is what I'm listening to or reading or watching on a regular basis drawing me closer to God or away from God? It's doing one or the other. And then simply just take your answer and think about what parts of your everyday routines do you possibly need to change? And then go do it, because you know what? You're the only one that's in charge of you. You're the only one that's going to make the change. And so go do it and stick with it and ask God to give you the strength to help you along the way, and go do it.
Yes. And I really, really believe you will start to see less anxiety, less torment, less sadness, less depression. Like, I'm not a licensed anything, but what I can tell you is when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, he is the ultimate healer in all areas of your life. But it's really hard to be filled with the Holy Spirit when you're filled with the world. You just can't have both. You really can't. Yeah. And so we really hope if you've gotten anything from this episode, it's to just have discernment in these areas and just start to be aware. Like we said earlier, it's not the good list versus the bad list or all these things, but just to have awareness with what you're listening to, what you're looking at, and what you're surrounding yourself with. And there isn't it's not a big deal when it comes to things like this. It really isn't. So,
right.
Okay. So I'm going to pray this out.
Dearly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this episode, God, and for the person listening on the other end. We just ask that you help us stay strong when it comes against our earthly wants and our secular world that we are surrounded by 24/7, and help us have discernment. Help us have wisdom on what you want our ears to hear and what you want our eyes to see, and have discernment on what you don't want our eyes to see and what you don't want our ears to hear, and help us have discernment on the influence that we are around on a daily basis. And I just pray over anyone listening that they do receive that wisdom and that they flee from anything that causes them to sin or that would be causing them to draw near to temptation through music or our secular media, Lord. I also pray for those who are so far from you, God, our Hollywood, you know, our influencers, our social media influencers. And I just, Lord, just pray over them and that they will find you, because they do influence our younger generation and us. And so I just pray that they find you, God. We love you and we thank you for all that you do for us. And in your name, amen.
Amen.
Thanks for listening in this week. Just for hanging out with us, we want to give you a free gift. Go to withinhersoul.co/freebie to grab your free quiet time template. This will be your guide during your alone time with Jesus. You'll journal your highs and lows, record your prayers, and you'll be able to express how you feel the Lord is speaking to you every time you spend time with Him. It's extremely helpful if you're needing some guidance on how to find a quiet time routine that works for you. And before you go, make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't ever miss a new episode. You can also catch us at withinhersoul.co on Insta. We'd love for you to message us and let us know how we can pray for you. This is the Within Her Soul podcast. We can't wait to chat with you next week. See you then.